I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our contemporary reading is taken from the selected excerpts from the reflections of Gareth Higgins from the book, Will You Keep Watch With Me? Advent Reflections of Peacemakers, edited by Claire Brown and Michael McRae. One of the things that makes this season difficult for some is the sense of imposed happiness, the fact that we're supposed to feel or pretend to feel something deliriously joyful. Imposing emotions on folks is troubling, not least because it doesn't work, but also because coercion is never a manifestation of love. The fact that we are asked to squeeze ourselves into a feeling space we may not want to inhabit is made more troubling by another fact. Everyone seems to be running around buying things we don't need in an effort at expressing love. It's no wonder Scrooge wanted this season banned. The pressure to perform joy should be consigned to the dustbin. What's valuable about Advent may well be consigned to the dustbin. What's valuable about Advent may well be the simplest things. That as we prepare for Christmas, we can find happiness in the faces of friends, in lights we put up to announce the season, in mulled wine and tasty food, in sharing in the bounty of the earth and her people, and in our willingness to treat strangers with warmth. Our scripture reading is taken from the author of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, NRSV. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
So many Filipinos are naturally festive. Parte ito ng kultura natin nanggaling sa mga Katoliko, yung piyesta, kultura ng piyesta. We are a very festive people. And we proudly declare that in the Philippines, we have the longest Christmas season, which begins in September. Although, of course, this is itong September to about January na Christmas, this is actually a successful marketing ploy of retail business to gain as much profit as they can for about 4 to 5 months. The businesses were able to effectively merge consumerism into the culture of religiosity of the Filipino people. Hence, we embrace, no, niyakap natin itong consumeristic na religiosity from September to all the way to December or even up to January. Our sense of joy is now rooted. Hindi naman lahat, pero before the pandemic, and I guess a little bit still right now, ang karamihan ng ating tinatawag na joy is rooted in the idea that we will receive or buy for ourselves the latest iPhone. No, the latest iPhone worth 60,000 pesos or more. That the Christmas happiness is acquired by having new and expensive clothes, new shoes, a new smart TV sa bahay, and a whole lot more of cash to spend. Christmas joy is eating dinner in the fancy restaurants, and nagsha-shopping tuwing papalapit na nga itong bare months at papalapit na ang December. Our connections and relationships are also determined by a shallow, mababaw na transactional gift giving. Giving and receiving gifts out of courtesy. No, masabi lang na tayo ay magbibigayan ng regalo even when we don't like to do it, nor do we like receiving material gifts na we don't like and we don't even need. We attend reunions and parties with coworkers and relatives and other people. Now, some of them or most of them we don't like, nor do they like us. No, we attend parties, reunions with coworkers, relatives na some of them or many of them hindi natin gusto, and some of them hindi rin naman tayo gusto. And if you do not follow and practice this consumer Christmas culture, you are demonized. Dinidemonize ka bilang kuripot, bilang party pooper, na para kang tulad ni Scrooge. Ano nga ba yung first name ni Scrooge?
Ebenezer
Scrooge. No? Para kang iihahalin tulad ka kay Ebenezer Scrooge. You're deemed as someone na lacking of the Filipino Christmas spirit. And this so-called Christmas joy for many years and even decades before this pandemic is a joy that is imposed. It is an imposed culture of artificial joy. Certainly, when I was younger, nung ako'y mas bata-bata, I was made to believe and practice all these niceties and courtesies. Curtsies, British na, curtsies. Curtsies and niceties. I was also in the receiving end. No? Nung ako'y bagets pa, batang-bata pa, I was also on the receiving end of such courtesies and niceties of my parents and of the older people through the gifts of ninongs and ninangs. But as I was growing up, I felt many of these rituals as tedious and unnecessary. Nung ako ay matanda na or tumatanda na. All the more when I started working in the corporate world, I remember the pressure to dress up to the hilt during the office Christmas party and suffer the December traffic going to Mall of Asia or some fancy hotel dyan sa Makati or Ortigas. At andyan din yung office exchange gifts. Nasa totoo lang, wala naman nagsasabi, walang umaamin, pero wala naman talagang may gusto gawin yun. Diba? Yung exchange gifts sa opisina. Ano to? 150? 150, 200, 300 na gift giving. Pero ang totoo lang, napipilitan ang lahat na magbigay at tumanggap ng mga regalong hindi gusto at hindi naman kailangan. Attending parties and giving gifts in the office is one tangible sign of being a fun team player. Makisama ka, makisali ka, kasi yun yung masasabing kabahagi ka ng team. fun ka. You are a fun team player pag Pasko. Pag hindi ka nag-participate, hindi ka team player. Diba? Hindi ka cool. Hindi ka promotable. Oh yes, minsan kasi, ang promotion sa office is about being sociable in the office. Hindi naman always, hindi naman sa lahat ng opisina. Pero there are offices na ang pagiging promotable or maging ma-promote ka to a higher position is dapat sociable ka, lalo na sa mga boss. And pag hindi ka sociable, hindi ka promotable. Diba? In some cases, hindi sa lahat. By the last company that I worked for, I decided to dish out the company parties, Christmas parties. I never once attended a Christmas party or even a quarterly town hall in my almost 4 years of working in that company. Kasi naman, yung company namin noon, one of the companies that you can consider is really high paying job. Ang pag nagkukwentuhan nga kami mga magkaka-opisina noon, saang bansa ka nagbakasyon? Ganyan ang eksena nun sa office namin. Pag nag-leave ng matagal yung isang ka-opisina, in which Asian country or in which European country did you travel during your vacation leave? So definitely, pag Pasko at Christmas party sa opisina, pabunggahan yan ng pananamit. Hindi naman kailangan designer clothes, although some would, pero kailangan bongga, no? Gown, tuxedo, ganyan. Para umattend ng isang party sa isang gabi. At syempre, huwag mo susuot yung sinuot mo last year. Diba? Kasi may picture-picture yan eh. So I did not attend to all of that. I didn't like having to spend thousands of pesos for a one-night dress. And also, hindi lang sa office, no? Hindi lang sa office. There are certain family gatherings na ngayon tumatanda ako, hindi ko na bet. Certain relative gatherings na hindi ko na bet. Have you ever experienced family reunions during Christmas time, during Advent time na ganun ang inyong feeling? Lalo na sa mga LGBTQ, tatanungin na naman kayo, ba't wala ka pang girlfriend? Ba't wala ka pang boyfriend? Ba't di ka pa nag-aasawa? 30 plus ka na. Diba? We are forced into these things, into these gatherings, into these rituals of Christmas. And perhaps to some of you and many of you will have experienced some of these things that I'm saying. Luckily, yung mom ko, in terms of the family gatherings, ang mom ko din, in the last few years, ayaw niya na rin ng masyadong mga gathering-gathering ng mga magkakamag-anak para stress-free ang Pasko. Although, recently, ito na naman, para na naman siyang gusto niya, sama-sama na naman. So anyway, so thinking about the many different ways of how artificial and imposing many of our Filipino Christmas culture, and thinking about Garrett, yung sa ating contemporary reading for today, Garrett Higgins' reflection, perhaps we are a bit unfair. Parang bigla ko naisip, ano kaya yung alternative story kay Ebenezer Scrooge? Di ba meron tayo yung alternative story kay Maleficent? Di ba? Ano kaya yung alternative story what is the behind, a little bit different story for Ebenezer Scrooge. We might be a little bit unfair to Mr. Scrooge. Perhaps what he is frowning upon, what he is frowning upon is not the meaning of Christmas, but rather the many practices that has made Christmas impractical, superficial, and imposing. Napaka-imposing. Na pag hindi mo ginawa ang mga bagay na ito, ay, hindi ka masayang tao. Hindi ka fun na tao. Hindi ka team player. This year of 2020, most office Christmas parties will not be happening because of the pandemic. Or the very least, it will be scaled down kung meron man. Some businesses could not even afford to do such office parties even if they wanted to or even if there is no pandemic. Well, even if the pandemic, the government has already, nagluwag na ng konti. Even if they could or wanted to, baka hindi nila afford. And not being able to dress up and show up, not being able to get the latest iPhone or any other latest gadget because of the financial woes of the pandemic, not being able to receive or give useless gifts. Will the joy of Christmas, ang galak ba ng Pasko ay mawawala? Kung wala ang mga bagay na ito? Kung hindi na natin nagagawa o nabibili o natatanggap o napapractice yung mga dating nagagawa, nabibili, napapractice natin nung wala pang pandemic, mawawala ba? Or nawawala ba ang galak ng Pasko? Will the joy of Christmas be missing or lacking this year? Ang galak ba ng Pasko at ang kahulugan ba nito ay na-pandemic na din? Perhaps we are invited to reassess our beliefs and practices and to look at Christmas differently this year. Where and to whom does the joy of Christmas come from? Saan ba talaga nagmumula ang tunay na galak ng Pasko? And to whom, para kanino, ang Pasko? How can we experience Christmas joy even without the trappings of the old normal? Where do we turn for satisfaction and happiness even without parties and gift-giving? We are reminded that the announcement of great joy was with the fact that Jesus was born not in a first-class hospital or was received in a first-class hotel. The announcement of great joy did not have any festivities. Siya ay pinanganak sa isang mabaho at maduming koral ng mga hayop. Walang handaan na umaapaw. Walang bagong damit o laruan. Welcoming a new child into the world was enough of a reason for heaven and earth to celebrate with joy. In silence, in simplicity, in anonymity, the great announcement of joy heard and witnessed only by those who were not caught up in the many artificial and superficial extravagance of their time. Peasant shepherds were attending to their shop. Peasant shepherds who were tending to their sheep. Joy was witnessed and experienced by a few people and animals that night, that first Christmas night. Hence, thinking about joy, how do we now define joy? Paano ba natin na dinidefine o tinitignan ang galak? Joy is not always a feeling. Hindi siya basta feeling of comfort, satisfaction, or happiness. But whenever there is satisfaction or happiness, feelings of happiness, it is something that is calm, peaceful, almost silent. Joy is rooted in the deeper, mas malalim na mga kahulugan, deeper meanings, experiences, and purposes of life. This was the story and the lesson of Inside Out. Animate doon yung animated story na Inside Out. True joy is not merely satisfaction or the absence of sadness or the avoidance of sadness. Joy flows from something and someone that is bigger than ourselves. That's why even when it is difficult, kahit mahirap, even when it is painful or challenging, a deeper sense of joy remains. It's still there. It is consistent despite the changing circumstances, despite the changing seasons. It is still present even in the face of a bloody childbirth inside a cave of animals. It is still heard singing hymns even in the face of Roman persecution and martyrdom. So in contrast to the first Christmas, I wonder how we ever came to this point of Christmas festivities that has a lot of unnecessary consumerism, extravagance, and false generosity, pseudo-generosity. Garrett Higgins invites you to see the calm and peaceful joy of Christmas in the midst of all this pandemic, in the faces of your closest friends. Not many friends, but just the small and closest friends. And the few family that you really love and who loves you. The simple reason that you are still able to talk to them and to touch them. To touch your parents, your siblings, your friends. Is already a source of joy. May you experience and witness the joy not in the giving and receiving of alarm clocks, picture frames, mga cheap na planners, and mga mugs, but in the ways you were able to care for those who lost their homes, belongings, and crops because of the weekly typhoons last November. May you know the joy in the rising resistance and social civic involvement of young people today. And perhaps may you also experience the simple joy of sleeping. Sleeping for 8 to 12 hours on Christmas Day, a cup of coffee in the morning, or finally having both the courage and the time to binge watch the many different BL stories that you were avoiding or putting off. May you experience joy with and among your families of choice. As a queer individual, may you receive the joy of coming out. Nawa, tanggapin nyo yung that moment, yung moment ng tunay na ligaya when you finally come out and you become free despite no matter what challenges that will come your way. May you embrace the joy of your queer community that welcomes you, that supports you, and who will always be open to receive you no matter what happens and when you are finally ready to come out. And when the consumer-oriented Christmas is over, the mega sales of SM, Lazada, and Shopee are already done. Hopefully, a changed outlook of Christmas in the context of this pandemic will give you a new, bibigyan kayo ng panibagong estado ng galak, will give you a new state of joy that will remain with you as you face the coming days, weeks, and months of 2021. May the Christmas joy that is deep, constant, and all-embracing surround you, bless you, and flow from you in all the changing seasons and times of your life, of our life. Amen.